Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Beis Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. We began Simen Shin Tes Vav the other day, and this deals with making an Oel on Shabbos. We begin with Sif Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Eitzim Shetokim Roshon Ha'echod Bedofen Asfina. You have a boat. The same thing would apply to any other structure, like a pergola, for example, where you're extending a piece of wood or strips of wood, and you're attaching them to one side of a boat, so one side of a structure, and the other side you're extending the Kofafin Roshon Hasheni Bedofen Hasheni, and you're bending over these pieces of wood, these strips of wood, to the other side of the boat or of the structure that you're dealing with. Shalasvina, for example. Uparsin machatzela salei mutzil. And now you're extending some sort of a mat over the top of them, a curtain on the top, to protect you over here from the sun or from the rain. So in other words, you have what we would call today like a pergola. You have some sort of a structure, a lattice structure, going from one side to the other, and you're extending something over on top of it on Shabbos. Is that permissible? So the Mechaber tells us, im yesh biroch von tefach, if each of these pieces of wood over here, these strips of wood, if they have a width of a tefach, so that already is dealing with the halacha that we said at the end of yesterday's shir, that if you've already extended like a folding partition, and it's extended, opened up a tefach, then you're only being mosif on an ohel on Shabbos by adding to it further, that's allowed. So tovia, if these strips of wood are already a tefach wide themselves, or afilu ein beruach ben tefach, even if they're width, you don't have a tefach, but one is close enough next to the other one when they're going from, let's say, the left side to the right side, im ein bein ze lezeh shlosha tefachim, they're within three tefachim of each other, which is a magical number in halacha. That's the principle called lavud. When we view things that are within three tefachim of each other as if they're physically connected, so there's no space in between them. So now, while each piece of wood, this strip of wood over here, is less than a tefach itself, again, a tefach is about 3.5 to 4 inches, nevertheless, two of them together are going to be more than a tefach because of this principle of lavud, as long as they're within three tefachim of each other. So therefore, in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, chashive ke ohel, it's as if you already had, before Shabbos started, an existing ohel, and therefore, umutu lifros aleim b'Shabbos machatzelis, and therefore, it is permitted to go and place on top of this an additional mat or a curtain or some sort of a shade, additionally up on top, because dehavile tosefis ohel harai v'shari, because this is called adding onto an already existing ohel harai, and that is permitted. Now, there's a lot that we just said over here. Let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Beis. Mishneh Berurah tells us that when you're making these strips of wood go from one side of the boat to the other, Hainu, we're talking here, Sha'osim Kimo Chishukin, you take these strips of wood, they're like hoops that you're bending from one side to the other. He gives a Yiddish word over here, Shekorin Reifin. Al Pnei Rochav Asfina Melamala, they're going across the width of the boat from one side to the other above. Va'osa came be'etzim harbe, and you're doing this with many strips of wood, smuchin zelazeh, adjacent one to the other, again, in a somewhat like a pergola type of a structure, alkol arka shosfina, across the entire length of the boat. Now, this same principle applies with a baby's crib. V'huadin arisa satinok, you have this crib of this baby, you want to go and put some sort of a sunshade over on top of the baby's crib. Sheyesh alech yishukim, you have these slats of wood that go from one side of the crib to the other. And now, uparsin aleim sodin l'hagim et mehazuvim, and you're going to put some sort of a cloth on top of it to protect the baby from the flies. So im hachishukim nasim mibojom, if these strips of wood over here were placed before Shabbos, biderach shenizbar, as we will explain, then mutar lifros aleim sodim b'Shabbos. Then you can extend an additional sheet on top of them to protect the baby from either the sun or from flies on Shabbos, because that's called mosif ohel arai. You're adding on to an already existing ohel arai. Just like with the boat, the same thing applies over here with the baby's crib. However, v'im lav, if you don't have this structure already beforehand, then you're building a new ohel over here, albeit an ohel arai, and it would be osir, it would be forbidden. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, v'hu adin da'osir lifro sodin al huagolos. You likewise aren't allowed to go and extend some sort of a sheet over a wagon over here. This would be for any type of a wagon, which would include a baby carriage as well, which we'll talk about. Because the purpose of spreading the sheet over this wagon is to protect what's underneath it from either the rain or the sun or from something else, and therefore you are creating a structure called an ohel, the hevika ohel, and you're not allowed to do this if this is the first time you're doing this on Shabbos.
unless in lo shaya parus kvar me'erev Shabbos b'rochav tefach, unless it was already spread out somewhat, at least a tefach, as we've already explained, that makes it already an existing or pre-existing oha before Shabbos starts. U'kamo shekosav shulchan aruch, as we've already explained at the end of yesterday's shir, as well as in today's shir, you're allowed to add to an already existing structure. So as long as there's a tefach, that's the definition of an already pre-existing structure, then you're allowed to further add on to it by spreading out additional material or extending. If it's a folding partition of some sort, you can fully extend it. Like the accordion example I gave yesterday, so the accordion is partially opened up, so then you can spread the entire accordion-like partition structure all the way you want. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hol d'lo chashivi kozel lo keva." Why is this not considered making a permanent structure over here? He answers, "Haynu mishum de'ain osin oson elo lefishah v'lo liskayim." This is not called a permanent structure because, by definition, this is something you're going to open and close, and therefore it is not made for permanent status, and therefore there is no problem here with an ohel keva, a permanent structure. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud-Gimel writes that if it already had in these strips of wood, the slats of wood that you're extending from one side to the other, shirochav ha'etza or gol ha'yer tefach, if you have over here the width of one of these circular types of boards that's going from one side to the other is a tefach, which Dershufu number 32 reminds us essentially would be if the circumference of this circular structure was three tefachim, so then the diameter going across the width would be one tefach. In any event, he says, as long as one of them had this status, this size, then it would be permissible because it's already an existing ohel before Shabbos. And likewise, what we write next, if there is the din of lavud over here, even if the lavud is only in one place, that's enough, the amrinon lavud, even for that one place. It would be as if you had a covered area, i.e. an already pre-existing ohel, in that one place, and therefore you can extend it to your heart's content on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit further explains, it is called a pre-existing ohel if you have either the lavud principle or each individual slab or just one of the slabs is a tefach wide. The Davka, the Mishnah Berurah says, lasos ohel aroi mitchilasu, to make a new structure over here on Shabbos, that is forbidden. But if it's already made, it's a pre-existing structure, there is no such problem. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, was the intention of the Mechaber. You had one of these strips of wood had at least a tefach diameter, and therefore that is significant to be considered a pre-existing ohel. Or you had two strips next to each other within three tefach of each other, and now we view them as closed, and therefore that would also be a pre-existing structure. It's as if you have a fully extended ohel for up to the three tefachim that they're in between each other. That is considered as if you have a pre-existing ohel. The issue foot number 37 has an important discussion over here. He says, if you have a baby carriage, v'gagon miskapel shel eglas tinok, you have strollers today that have the foldable, retractable types of roofs to protect the little babies from the sun, the rain, etc. Shebichnis has a Shabbos hayom kupol, at the beginning of Shabbos it was folded up, but ofen shelo yobo rochav tefach, and none of the roof was extended even a tefach. Nevertheless, brought down the name of the Chazon Ish, you are allowed to go and open this up and fold it back up on Shabbos. How come? So in the Piskei Tshuvos, in Ozvav, he brings down various poskim who allow this because the cover basically is attached to the carriage before Shabbos, and its purpose is to be opened and closed, and therefore it essentially is comparable to a door, and therefore it's not considered a binyan over here and is allowed. In the Dershufu number 37, he continues with Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shela'acha Shepascha, once it's already opened up and it has the Rochav Tefach, then you can extend it as much as you want. And he says that which you're allowed to open it up is because it's considered as if it's already opened up before Shabbos. We view it that way because that's what its intention is, as we just explained. And therefore, Nechshav Hadover Kimosif Alol Tefach, and therefore it's considered when you extend it further that you're already adding on to a pre-existing Ohel. We continue now with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Umitamze, based upon the reason that we just brought down, that you're allowed to extend on to an already pre-existing ohel. Machatzeles peruso kedei tefach. If you have some sort of a mat or some sort of a roof over here that is already extended a tefach.
mutar lefros shar hamachatzelas b'Shabbos. You can fully open up and extend the rest of this roof on Shabbos. So, for example, if somebody has some sort of an awning over a porch, if it's already opened up a tefach, you can extend it the rest of the distance that it extends on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siv Katan Tezvav, Rotsalom, right? The Mechaber is telling us over here, Dohochanami, Kivin Dohoyo Tefach Perusim Ibod Yom. Again, the same rationale. Since it was already a pre existing Ohel, opened up a Tefach before Shabbos, Mutar Achakach Lifrosod. You can extend it further. The Eino Elamosif Aloha Roy, because again, this is the same principle. You're adding on to already pre existing structure. But if it wasn't opened up at all, Avul Belov Hochi Oser, then you can't do it. After Lakama Mesiv Gimel, even though we're going to learn in tomorrow's share, Amrinon Deino Oser Mishum Ohel Aroy Elo Kishosa Gam Mechitzos Tachtov, that normally we say that it's only a problem of an Ohel Aroy if it also has the walls. And here there's only ceiling. Shiny Hoch, here it's different. Shosa Lehedja Bishul Ohel Itzel. Here the whole purpose is to make a roof over here, to make an Ohel for the purposes of shade, Olohogim Nehatzino, or to protect you from the cold or the rain, Vagishomen. Ukemosha Kasati Lakame Mesiv Gimel, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's share. Now we continue with the Mechaber. And he says, V'tefach shomer, that which we said you have to have an opening that is already a tefach for it to be called a pre-existing ohel, so that is chutz min akricha. That doesn't include the rolled up part of the ceiling over here of this roof that you're going to further extend, so you can't count the rolled up part of that roof as the tefach. It's has to literally extend it a tefach, but not counting the rolled up part itself. As the Mishnah Berurah clearly explains in Siv Katan Tezayin, Hainu, if you have over here this mat that is extended for the purposes of being a roof, ukrachem erev Shabbos, and you fold it up in erev Shabbos. So how much do you have to leave open? The tzor shetishar tefach parus. You have to leave a full tefach open, kideshia mutter lifrosakol, in order to be able to extend the entire thing. Chanal, as we've already explained. And he says, ein rochav o igul shalakricha, but what is left rolled up, that can't count towards the tefach. It has to be a part of it that's pulled out and extended, at least the tefach. Again, a smaller distance, 3.5 to 4 inches. But you can't count the big roll over here. You have an awning, for example, that's rolled up on itself. So you have to count, the awning may be 2-3 feet wide in the circle part of the awning. But when you're extending it, that has to be extended a tefach for you to be able to then extend the rest of the awning on Shabbos, considered to be a pre-existing ohel that you now can extend. The hakricha itself, the winding area, the part that you rolled up that you're going to then eventually extend, eino chashuva prus ala gagli ohel, that is not considered extended over the roof to be a pre-existing ohel. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. You must leave at least a tefach extended, not including the rolled up portion. Then he adds, Yesh me'achronim shekosu. There are those achronim in Sif Katan Chaf in the Shaar HaTzion. He brings down the name of the Taz and the Tosefet Shabbos. Da'afilu hochi lifros ha'machatzelos kishikru chalei zedover sheshayach ba'ol lehedya. There are those that say a more machmir position over here, that if it is rolled up around something, you cannot use this rolled up thing as a curtain. Even though we don't consider it over here as an ohel, you can't use it, because even though we don't consider it as an ohel, you can't use it as an ohel nevertheless. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us here. Dafilu hochi lifros hamachatzelis itself, kishikrucha, when it's wrapped up, alei zedover, sheshayach ba'ohel lehedja. That you're not allowed to do, also mishum ohel. The dafka bezeh shoya parus mitchila. If it was extended, then you can extend it further. Then if you fold it up, b'krocha lo mischazi bezeh kemishayel ohel. Avo, le'sitne kach kishihi kerucha al dover acher also. But to take this rolled up thing and to use that over here as a roof, that is considered building an ohel l'chatchila. Again, these are very complicated dinim. We'll start Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, mito, if you have a bed over here, kishemamidin, or so when you're standing it up, osul haniach haraglayim tchilo, you can't first put down the legs of the bed, and then ulaniach aleim makroshim, and then only afterwards put the krushim, the boards, on top of them. Instead, eliyosim makroshim tchilo ba'avir, first put the board up and hang it, so to say, in mid-space by holding on to it, and then only afterwards, yachakach haraglayim tachtem, and then you put the legs in afterwards. So you hold the board in place with your hands, and then somebody else, or yourself, if you can do it, you put the legs underneath it, and that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Zayin explains a small introduction. He says, Hine, kidei shenovin heitev as diri hasif, in order to be able to understand Siv Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Akdim hakdom ktsara, I will give you a short introduction over here. And that's as follows. V'hu. Daf le'inyan binyan keva, even though in regards to building a permanent structure, Af im also eze dover mashu lohosif ala binyan. If you were to go and add something to a permanent structure, bein b'mechitzos or bein b'gag, whether it's walls or whether it's ceiling, chayiv, you're not allowed to do this. The kol shekeinim says kol agag. And certainly, if you make the entire roof, that is certainly forbidden. Nevertheless, mikol mokum le'inyan ohel aroy. In regards to a temporary structure, lo osru be'oses agag l'chud, the rabbis did not institute over here any prohibition in the ceiling itself, unless in lo she'oses hagag kidei lo hogein b'pnei hachama v'hagishomim v'chayotzi b'zeh. The only time it's forbidden over here to make the roof on this temporary structure is if your purpose of making the roof is to protect the people underneath it from either the sun or the rains or anything like that. In that situation, the ozhu kitzas b'v'chinas ohel, then it has the somewhat status of an ohel. But if not for that, the rabbis did not institute a prohibition here, unless unless you also made the walls of this ohel aroy. Likewise, they only made it if you did it in the right order. In other words, mitchilo hamachitzos, first you make the walls, and only afterwards rachakachakisu, then you make the roof, the covering. That's how you'd only make a regular ohel. However, if you do it backwards, if you do it in the reverse order, you first put up the ohel, they put up the rooftop. That's why we said if you put up the boards on top of the bed first, lo osru, the rabbis didn't forbid you from putting in the legs. That's why you can make this temporary ohel aroy. Then he brings down the yesh poskim shesovri in the ba'inu shiya tzarech gam kein la'avir shetachtav. You also have to need the airspace underneath this over here. In other words, you want the space underneath the roof that you created. You need that for some purpose. Only in that situation is it forbidden. Otherwise, there actually would be no prohibition here of a temporary ohel if you didn't require the space to be used underneath this ohel. We won't go any further in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll repeat some of this again in tomorrow's shiur because it's a short amount of Mechaber and Ramah that we have tomorrow, but we have a lot of other notes to discuss. But I want to just discuss one last footnote over here, issue foot number 40, which has a very, very interesting discussion about wearing wide hats on Shabbos. And he brings down, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph taught us, She'osur lachvosh b'Shabbos kova ha'mispashet me'ever l'rosh tefach. You're not allowed to wear on Shabbos a hat that has a rim that is more than a tefach wide, because that's making an ohel. And even though this kova doesn't have any defanos, since it's being used for shade, that's why it's not allowed. Why is it considered an ohel? So he writes, davka ba'ofen she'sfasol kosher b'yosevenu nechfefes. This is only if it's a very hard rim. The rim of the hat will not bend, and therefore it has the status of being a temporary ohel. Otherwise, it's no different than a piece of clothing, and it's not considered an ohel. Therefore, nagul hakel b'chavishas breitlich, therefore we allow people to wear wide-rimmed hats, because most of those hats aren't with a hard enough rim or brim over here, and they will fold over, and therefore it's not considered a temporary ohel. In addition, he says, they're usually not made for shade purposes over here, except they're made to cover up the head. And furthermore, in masafo medes b'shipua, if it's on a slant, it certainly isn't going to be an ohel in that situation. It doesn't lay perfectly flat, but it lies down somewhat on an angle. He brings down even more lenient opinions from the Elyar Rabbah, who quote Rashi in Gemara in Shabbos, ein bekova mishumo klal. A hat doesn't have a din of ohel at all, because it's something that's worn. And therefore, even places where they wear a wide-rimmed, hard rim hat that's more than a tefach that is used for the purposes of protecting you from the sun to be used as shade, ein limchos b'nogim kein. You don't have to protest people that follow this lenient opinion. However, in a place where they didn't have such a minhag, yesh lahachmir kedas ha'shulchan aruch, you should forbid this. And the Kisvei Ari, he says, osa lachvosh kova zeh b'Shabbos. You shouldn't wear such a hat on Shabbos. Rav Yashav also gives another explanation why people wear these wide-rimmed hats today. He says because they're not really wearing them for shade purposes, but that's the nature of the hat. But therefore, he says, a visor type of hat, which is really made for the purposes of protecting from the sun, maybe you shouldn't wear such a visor type of a hat on Shabbos. With that, we'll conclude today's shiur.